Last night, in front of a packed crowd, the Nome City Council voted on a budget for its public schools that keeps funding flat from last year. City Clerk Tom Moran read the final figures.
And the final numbers after that was amended, a total of $2,042,880.
The council's allotment is ultimately consistent with what they've given schools in past years, about 60% of the state's funding cap. But a work session last Friday raised the possibility of funding just half that, and educators mobilized to fight for more. And it worked. Last night, every seat and most of the standing room in council chambers was filled with parents, teachers, and school board members, many of whom spoke about what low funding would do for their classrooms and kids. Superintendent Steve Gass told the council such little support from the city is unacceptable.
We based and planned our budget on this six-year average and the needs of our students. Nowhere in our planning did we anticipate the city would decide to drop that contribution to 33%, almost a 50% reduction in support in 1 year. I believe this to be unreasonable and also irresponsible. If the city wants the school district to tighten its belt, that's one thing. To cripple it is something altogether different. A reduction of this magnitude will have a devastating impact on our school and our programs.
The council's 4-2 vote for more school funding is hardly a silver bullet. Nome Schools will still have to dig deep into its savings for the third year in a row, and that's after years of cuts due to flat state funding in the face of rising costs. But as Councilman Matt Cully explains, the city budget is dealing with many of the same issues.
We modified our budget and just played with numbers to go, look, we made money, but we haven't made money. And I'm 100% against any mill rate increase, and I'm not going to touch savings. I mean, no offense to the school when it goes this way, but we have a whole lot bigger budget than they do, and our fund balance is less than theirs.
In the end, however, the council did vote to raise the mill rate from 11 mills to 12. The increase means property owners will see their tax bills go up. For example, the owner of a $100,000 home who paid $1,100 in taxes last year could expect a bump up to $1,200. With the council's vote last night settled school funding, it also upended the rest of the city's budget. Now the city has to hope proposals for higher taxes on alcohol and tobacco, along with a seasonal tax, get voter support in the fall. As Mayor Denise Michaels explains, no one is happy with the city's financial outlook.
The city's budget that we presented this year is a lot less than last year, so every one of the departments took a hit. And then additionally, the council went through and took even more out, and so it's a tough year.
With one budget battle ended last night, the difficult task of balancing the city's finances is really just beginning.